WWC.
Four CPA mobile.
KD4CDA4WWC. Man, is this not a pleasure or what?
Yes. Oh, me, I'm tired. I've been playing tennis. I'm low out.
What you been doing all day besides you so tired?
I've been working real hard, sitting on my couch, holding my couch down, watching TV.
Well, dang, I've been outside in the hot sun all day, directing traffic. Now, is it me or does that sound kind of bad?
If there's anyone that's up to the task, I'd say it was you.
I got you. Well, you're never going to believe what happened today.
And wow me.
We wasn't having a slab today. We was just doing shoulder work, just, you know, making sure that no one came on the shoulder and hit the pipeline guys. But I've been standing there all day. I turned around and I see this flagpole with American flags on it. And I was kind of admiring that because no one really appreciates the flag enough to fly it in the front yard no more. And then I saw with my own two eyes a ham radio antenna. And I met and had my first USO with N4VGF, November 4, Victor Zulu Foxtrot. And I took a picture of the antenna because I was going to show it to Chad or whoever that I could show it to. Because I saw that antenna and I immediately thought one of two things. This is either a ham radio operator or it's a CB operator. And lo and behold, he stepped outside to talk to the pipeline company because he's wondering what they're doing. And I walked up, introduced myself, and he says, I'm a ham radio operator. So I had a piece of at work today.
Good enough for you, I'll tell you. So was he on a, I assume he was on a ham frequency?
He's an eyeball QSO, but the antenna he has is a 2-meter antenna, omnidirectional. It's not just going one direction, it goes everywhere. But man, that was a pretty cool looking antenna. I've never seen one like it before. I think I got your number. Do I have your phone number?
You know, I mean, you could get a whip, you know, that was 2 meters long, but I don't think I'm going to put it on my car. But anyway, I had an antenna that was called a collinear. It was made by Hustler, and I used it down when I was down in Charleston because it was just hard to hit the repeaters down there. And it was about 6 feet tall, but it had a ball that you could unscrew and take the thing down if you were going into a parking garage or something like that, so you know you wouldn't tear it up. But and it was real easy to take off and put back on.
That, well, I didn't say that it was a 2-meter long antenna. It was a base antenna that was set for 2 meters.
I see what you're saying. I still have that Hustler. It's just sitting in the garage. I don't have a application for it. I'm using a Diamond dual bander. It's on my car here, and it's a 5/8 wave, and it's the perfect height. Because if I had anything any taller, it would hit the garage when I went in, and I don't want to do that. So I don't want to hit the garage door, top of the door, you know, when I go in, or actually it'd be the bottom of the door, but anyway, when it's up. But this antenna fits, tucks in really nice, and I got a nice mount for it. We were just talking about it earlier. You can level the antenna so it's sticking straight up. It's not angled or anything.
Are you interested in maybe selling that antenna?
About the 6 foot antenna?
You said it's 6 feet that you can adjust it.
I'll give it to you. you know, I only paid about $50 for it, I think, back in the day. And I've had it for probably 30 or 40 years, probably 40 years. But, I mean, it's in great shape. I've always taken care of it. I've just had it in storage.
Yeah, and if you want to give it to me, I'll take it. I'll use it. Is it just 2 meters or is it dual band?
2 meters. It's called collinear. What it is it's a quarter wave over a 5/8 wave. So you've got a long load in the middle, and then a short piece going down to the thick piece going down to the mount, and then above the load you have a whip, and it's real quiet when you're mobile and you're talking on local repeaters. A lot of people won't even know you're mobile because it's got something like 5.6 dB gain or something like that. It's a real good antenna.
Is it mag mount or do I need an L bracket?
It's actually a trunk lip mount. It has two Allen head screws that you use, to screw in the bottom of the trunk lid, and so it just fits. You could put it on the hood if you got a truck or something. That looks funny. But anyway, but it's a trunk lip mount, and I think it's like a 5/16 Allen. Allen head two screws in it.
I got a little tiny collar, but I'm sure I could take an L bracket and maybe drill it on the side. I really want to, I'm going to try and sell this car. I want to get me a small truck like a Eddie's model Chevy S10 with a four-wheel drive. And because of the hobby, I'm going to places now where I need a four-wheel drive, so I think that might be time to retire my little Chrysler C-Dream here.
For CBA Mobile, what year is your C-Dream?
2001. Give me just a second. One Chrysler C-Dream sedan. It is a 2.7 V6 automatic. Oil has been changed every 3,000 miles, and currently it has 62,603 miles. I say again, 62,603 miles.
I used to own a Sebring. I can't remember what year it was, but it might have been an 01. It was, I don't know why I bought that car. I'll just be honest with you, I don't have a clue. but anyway, I guess I liked it at the time. But did you always have a slight whine in the high pitched whine in the transmission when you're going about 55?
That I have noticed. Now I want to sell it to 2,500 to 3,000. Mainly because of the mileage, the drive train should be in very great shape. I've kept this car's engine up pretty decently well. The body, however, doesn't look the best on the outside. The dents on the back bumper, I had somebody run rear in me in Clemson one time. My front end's tore up because I'm the country boy, and I've driven this thing like a truck, and it's not a truck, so you can imagine how I've done that. I want a truck. I need a truck. If I'm going to be in ham radio, and I'm going to work construction, and I want to have fun, I need a truck. I got to get rid of this thing.
So, you know, that's low miles for a 01, because your car is 22 years old, and you get 15,000 for every year. So, you know, I can't do the math, but but you should have probably about triple the miles on that thing by now. But anyway, mine had a little high-pitched whine at 55 when it was in overdrive, just cruising down the road, and it went out right after that. And so I was a mechanic at the time, and so I put one in. I bought one from a junkyard, put it in, and it lasted about 6 months, and it went out, and it was flying in the same way. So I mean, the cards quit pulling, and so I got another transmission out of the junkyard, and I sold it. I said I'm tired of messing with this thing, and I was glad to get rid of it.
Well, I haven't had any transmission problems with it, thank God. But anyway, yeah, if you know anybody that would like to have a small car, to have, you know, as an extra vehicle, tell them about my car, because if I can, I want to get it sold and get me a small 80s model Chevy S10. You can look me up in QR's head and shoot me an email if you want to. Maybe we can get together on that antenna.
I'll need to write your call down, and I'm driving right now, but I'm just about at the house, so if you can give me just a minute. Yeah, I'll look you up on QRZ, and I'll send you my address if you just want to, and my phone number, and you can, you know, just call me when you got time to swing by, and if I'm not going to be here, I'll just lay it out up against the garage door. Nobody will be able to see it because it's white, and the door is white, so they'd have to look real hard to find it.
Roger that. I'd really appreciate it. What's your QTH, by the way?
Well, there's, but I don't want to get my address out over there.
Oh, no, I understand that. You can just say Taylor's, and that's fine with me. Yeah, I don't get up that way much, but I'd like to see what I could do.
Let's see. I'm in my, at my driveway here. Let me see if I can find a pen. Your call, I never can remember your call. Go ahead.
That's okay, I can't remember everyone else's either. My call here is Kilo Oscar for Whiskey Ziggler. I say again, Kilo Oscar for Whiskey Ziggler. K-O-4-W-W-Z. Good copy.
KO4WWZ. All right. Well, I'll shoot that information off to you, and you know, you can just get back with me. I'm retired, so I'm here most of the time. But you know, in the evenings I do play tennis. But during the day is the best time to catch me. Anytime, especially after lunch.
You know, if you say that you go to play tennis on Woodruff Road, I'll shoot you an email or a text and you get my information. But I'm going to be out on Red Mountain Road and Black's Road tomorrow. And if you'd like to, I could set up the time to meet you after I get off work, depending on when and if you'll be playing tennis.
That just depends on the weather. If it's rain, if it's been raining, I probably won't. But because of course it'll be wet. But if the rain holds off, I'm playing at 6 p.m. tomorrow. So you know we could meet you know sometime before that.
Maybe I'll stick around and watch you play. I have total confidence that you'll win. So. I
want to
see that.
Well, I don't know if you'll be too entertained, but anyway, but we have a good time playing, and I get a lot of exercise. That's the main reason I do it, for those two reasons. I enjoy it, and I get a lot of exercise doing it, so anyway. All right, so let me jump out of here, and I'm going to pull this thing on in the garage and going inside, get cleaned up, and I'll say 73s. I'll clear out of here for your final KB4. Or I'm sorry, KO4WWZ KP4CBA.
73s, Dave. It was a pleasure talking to you as always. Glad I've got to talk to you, Dave. I haven't heard you in a while, and I'll talk to you again soon. KO4WWZ 73s, and I am clear.
WLL Mobile. WLLN0TR. This is Tom.
TR, KU5WLL. Good evening, Tom. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi.
That's affirmative.
My golly, I got it right for one time, Leroy. Let me turn this radio down in the truck here. Oh, we're just out for the ride down to the daughters and going to take them some eggs from our chickens and some other stuff. What else you got for them? Oh, some old dead chicken from Publix, spicy wings.
Be for supper?
Them for supper. And they'll stick them in the refrigerator and eat them tomorrow for a snack. Those Publix spicy wings, breaded ones, are excellent, and they're not too horribly spicy for us old folks. We just love them, and we get them every now and then.
I just cleared a meeting in downtown Greenville and headed back to the house here in Taylor's. So just jumped on air for just a minute here to see what's going on.
Not much either, Leroy. But, oh, we're just passing some beautiful cattle out here in the field and headed down 101. They live south of 14 in Buncombe down there in another district. And they're busy working and taking the kids all the time, so we just ride down there for the fun of it now and then. Boy, those poor people coming up 101 are looking right square into the sunlight, and that's a booger. You're a little bit scratchy tonight, Leroy, and usually you're not, and that's N0TR.
You seem to be breaking up just a little bit. Maybe you're in the shadow. I'm going to be in the shadow here in just a minute on coming up way down from Boulevard. Sounds like your drive is a lot prettier than mine is, though.
Nice up there. We're watching Lake Cunningham and kind of off of the beaten path, and we like it that way. We lived in Kansas for many years, and been down here a little over 12 years now, and we really love it down here.
As you know, I'm from Oklahoma, and I grew up around cattle. And sometimes I miss it, sometimes I don't, but it's just a different way out this way, the way they do it.
Flat out there. Yeah, I know you said you lived over by Bartlesville now that I think about it. I get emails from my buddy over there all the time, and I don't know. I'm getting where I miss it less and less up there. The little town of Pittsburgh, it didn't have a whole lot, but we had some friends visit here last week. And they, good friends of my daughter, and they come up and visited us, and they said that it's just growing like crazy. They're building all kinds of $300,000 houses. She said that a lot of people were coming there to retire. She said people with a 401k that was $1 million could retire there effectively, and so they're coming that way.
Farmersville is going to be the same way. It's a retirement community, and but yeah, you get people moving in, and the cost of living there is a lot lower than even here or anywhere else in the country. You can retire on $1 million and be comfortable out there. But I have a friend, she's a teacher out there in Pittsburgh, Kansas, at one of the schools, and from what I hear from her, she said it's growing by leaps and bounds by people moving in.
He says they own Linder Electric there in Pittsburgh. Her dad ran it for many years, and he taught vo-tech out to college. And Connie is a master electrician. And I think she's getting a little tired. She's getting a little older now. And it's hard to get good employees, so it's the same anywhere you go anymore. But I was proud of her. The master's license is a real booger to get.
Sure it is, from what I understand. I know I'd have a hard time attending one myself, but anyways, I better let you go. I'm getting ready to get to the Shadow area on Wade Hampton, so right here at the Shadow of Paris Mountain. So I'll let you go for now. Y'all have a safe trip and enjoy your visit tonight. N0TR, KA5WLL, Mobile 4.
KLL, this is N0TR. They're WLL, I guess it is, Leroy. Well, the pleasure's all mine. Enjoyed talking to you, my friend. And you have a good evening and a safe evening. And we're just going to enjoy it and come back and hit the ring locker and go to bed. We've been out and tended to the chickens and picked tomatoes and getting a few tomatoes, but not many. Take care, Leroy. This is N0TR clip.
N4ZLK.
ZLK. Shane, good evening, sir.
Miss Bernice. Just got off the phone with my mother and turned the volume back up and heard you closing out there, so I just wanted to say hello.
That's my boss there. We had to take her to urgent care this morning, and I tested her for COVID a while ago, and she's clear, and they did too. And she had a little stomach problem, and but seems to be doing better, and they give her a little something for her stomach and an antibiotic, and she's feeling better this evening, thank heavens. I was worried about her. She's never sick. She's a farmer, Shane.
Same way. She never gets sick, so, I mean, rarely gets sick. So when she does, it's kind of unusual. But I think there's a little bit of that stomach thing going around. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, Miss Bernice.
Wade Hampton and 101, where are you at, Shane?
Huntsbridge and Jamison Road out here in Dacusville, Easley area, headed home.
From my David's place. A friend of W4DJW. Well, I need to get on the radio more so I can remember the calls. He's a really nice guy. He's an IT type of guy. Would you have a good day today? Get everything all delivered? No.
This is actually my day off, and they called me this morning, said they had somebody call in sick and wanted to know if I was willing to work. So I did. They have to pay me a little extra for that, which is a good motivation. But yeah, it was a pretty good day today, Tom.
Well, you know, I was on call for 32 years at my first job, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And usually they didn't work anybody on Sunday, though. It was very, very rare, but I have. But, inch and a half is good money, and you might get more than that.
We don't do a lot on Sundays either. We've got a few routes, but sometimes they'll, especially during Christmas, they'll need extra runs or extra trailers pulled on a Sunday, and then that's double time when it's on Sunday.
It worked me because I was an electrician, and as far as working guys go, we were the highest paid on the floor, so they'd do anything in the world to get around us, you know, try to change a blowed fuse or something like that, and I went in there one night, and they had fuses all over the floor in the tool room, and they used every fuse I had of that size trying to get a grinder to going. They had a friendly chat with the superintendent the next day.
You did? That's funny. I got a question. I saw, I was up at Fred's over the weekend for a little while, and saw that 160-meter antenna he's got there that I heard you put up one. Now, his 4x4 posts for the counterpoise, they were pretty tall. Did you put some tall ones up like that? Because if you did, that's pretty impressive.
12-foot 4x4s. I followed the instructions of N4IQ and ND7J. They both advised me on that, and Bob had actually installed one up there on the mountain. Where did you go see that one at?
N4ZLK, that is correct. I went up to see Fred on Saturday.
Was he operating a IAHRU contest?
He wasn't on the radio at the time. When I first got there, Bob was on the radio. And the rest of them were just sitting around shooting the breeze. I got to make, Bill was there, Gary was there, and some other, couple other guys that I've talked to through the years, but I never met any of them face to face, so that was pretty good. I enjoyed that.
So those are all excellent guys, and let's go. Somebody up here texting will make me miss the light, you dummy. And, he just picks a great team. N4IQ is the best CW operator that I could say in this area of the country. He can copy up to about 40 words a minute. He's really great. He worked a little bit of field day. I noticed in Ariel posted a nice video on YouTube. Oops, there's a car right there in that lane. He was in my dead spot. Well, we'll get to going and get around him. But yeah, Bob is the one that recommended that antenna, and he said, you know, you can use PVC or that, but he used treated 4x4s, and that's what I used. And they're 12 foot, and you put them in the ground 2 foot, and I put them in concrete, and then you run your counterpoise back and forth and separate them by 4 inches, Shane.
And I knew I'd heard you talking about it, so they say it worked really well. Bob gave us a tour also. Fred showed me some of his antennas, and then I think Bob's worked on most of them up there, so he walked around with me, and Patrick actually came up there too at the same time. We had a good time, and it was really enjoyable. I enjoyed, you know, just seeing everything that was going on up there. The view was beautiful, and I really enjoyed myself.
Well, I need to get up there sometime. Fred's invited me many times. Is a little rough getting up there, I heard. But you know, the propagation stunk, and that's the worst I ever seen as far as the propagation goes for a good contest. The first day, I just turned it on of an evening like I usually do, and even during the day, I looked at it a couple times on the laptop, and there was good propagation. But that evening, I turned it on and was on 40 meters, and you could just work one after another, and then the thunder and lightning started, so I just won't run that way. I pulled the plug on it.
And I'd be a little leery about that as well, but they seem to be doing well. I sat down beside Bob for a little while, put the other headphones on, and listened to the contacts he was making, and he seemed to be pulling them in pretty quickly. So, of course, they've got a good location up there, a good view, especially to the north, and, well, really from the northwest all the way, probably due east, they had a really good view.
Probably up about 2,500 feet, but I'm just guessing. But that does make a difference. But Bob's a very, very fine, excellent operator. Well, they all are. And he just loves it. Now, I know he's been in on all of the antennas up there. And Fred's a great guy, too. But I haven't seen either one of them in quite a while. I haven't been going to the meetings because of the COVID thing. And then now the heat and that, I just don't enjoy getting out in the really, really hot weather. But I'm glad you went up there. I'll have to do that one of these days. And Sunday, the propagation was just lousy all day, from my place anyways. But that one antenna I got is a Carolina Wyndham. It's 265 feet long. And the inverted L with the counterpoise is 129. And I got to tell you, with that much wire up in the air, even if I got lightning arresters, when it storms, it goes to ground.
I would want to do that, too. I've just got, right now, I've got a J-pole on the ridge of my roof up about 30 feet for a VHF. And then the only wire antenna up I have is, it's called an HF Buddy. Somebody gave it to me. It was brand new, never had been taken out of the package, and I just threw it up just to get on the air. And it tunes up perfectly on 20 meters, but I can work everything down, you know, 20 through 10. And it's been doing so great. I'm just, you know, I haven't been in a rush to get anything else up yet. I've been working on a couple other projects, and I've done really well. It's only up about 20 feet, but I'm having a good time with it right now.
I'll tell you, Shane, and it's no brag, but it's hard for me to find new countries. I could do a lot of band fill or so, and Bob does that, but I don't concentrate that much on numbers. But I got 302, and there's just not many more places left unless they have de-expedition or something. So I just get on and mostly work CW, but I worked a little bit of sideband that evening. And I think my best antenna that I've ever had overall, and I can't comment on that 161 yet with the counterpoise because I haven't had it up that long, and 160 is a winter band, but that super loop is 99 feet, I think, and it looks like an upside-down pyramid, and then has a little piece of ladder line on it about 29 feet long. You have to come by and look at that. If I can hear them on that, 99 and 44 one-hundredths of the time, I can work them. And it doesn't matter where in the world it's at, from Mongolia to Africa to... about the only ones that I haven't got is the ones that come on way early in the morning, like Indonesia. And Bob, he set his alarm the other night and worked Macquarie Island over by Australia. And I've worked Australia many, many times, and Tasmania and Micronesia and all down in there. Used to set up on the weekends at night when I wasn't working and talk to the Australians and the New Zealanders. I really love that. But if I can hear them on that super loop, I can work them.
I've heard some Australian stations, but I don't know if it's my timing, you know, time of the day, and usually somebody else is working them, but I haven't made a contact with one from this location yet. I talked to somebody in Australia, found it in my logbook back in 2014, I think, from Simpsonville, made a brief contact, but anyway, it's a lot of fun, and I don't have a lot of time at it, so when I do sit down, it seems like the bands are opening up, and I'll tell you what, I get some good signals come in. When you get on CW, what band are you usually working?
Now, lately, 20 meters has been good later in the evening. And usually it's a daytime band. But, guys, I've been working it clear up till 9, 10 o'clock at night sometimes. But my favorite is 40. And during the contest, my band scope is just saturated with tips, you know, for each station. And you can just go from one to another if you want to. I don't want to work that many. It's too much work because I log by hand, paper, and pencil. And I also log with N3FJP on the computer. But it takes a little time, and I put down the name of the operator and where he's at. And like I said, I'm not after numbers, I'm after enjoyment. But 40 is by far my favorite band. 80's not too good this time of year. It's better in the winter, put it that way. 160's most definitely better in the winter. Now, I was here in Kansas the other night on that new 160 inch, and although they were a little bit weak, but this time of year, I consider that good.
From what I hear of, you know, the, being a winter band, that is good. Well, I'm trying to listen around on CW more and more. I think I've told you, I'm working on it. I get up every morning and spend maybe 30 minutes learning a new letter, one new letter every week. I'm just going through it, just, you know, building on itself, this little app I have, and it just, I have it add a letter a week, and I seem to know them pretty good by the end of the week. You know, being able to copy them at least 15 words a minute. So I'm working on it. It's probably going to take me a few more months to get everything down, but I'm starting to be able to recognize more and more when I tune down. I'm like, okay, I got most of that conversation now, even though I haven't tried to send yet.
This is General TR. Well, kudos to you. Guys, they just don't want to. It takes elbow grease, and they just don't want to spend the time, you know, they want instant gratification like most of these kids nowadays. And CW is not the way. But I'll tell you this much. You'll work 100 to 1 what you work on the sideband. And now, I don't. This is just my personal rules. I like sideband CW. I don't consider FT8 as ham radio at all. It's the computer making the contact. But it's still a fun hobby for some guys, and they like it, and that's fine. It's just not. I'm an old grouchy ham, you know, and I just don't care for that stuff. But CW is personal, and I think the best thing in the world that I can recommend is to go to your QST magazine or Google it and get the broadcast times of W1AW. And like of an evening, 40 meters is excellent, but I can hear them right now this time of year on 160. I can hear them on most of the lower bands. And during the day, you know, 20 meters or wherever they're at up there. But there's a schedule, and they start out at 5 words a minute, Shane, and then they get done, and they take an article out of the QST magazine, and you can go look and see if you copied it right. And then they go to 10 words a minute, and then they go clear up to 30. And it's, I need to do that myself because I haven't been operating as much lately, and the guy gets rusty.
Forget about that. I've actually looked into that a couple different times, and I've listened to them earlier on when I couldn't copy as much, but I do need to do that. So that's a good idea. I appreciate you reminding me about that.
Not for all of us. I seen where Ariel got an award for, they have an award in there if you send it in, if you got 100% copy, and he sent it in for 10 words a minute. I've talked to Ariel many times at 20 to 24 words a minute, and even up to 28 words a minute. And one time he put it on the computer and come back to me, and man, he ran me in the ground and then laughed about it.
Kind of heard some of those guys, and I'm amazed. I'd like to be there one day. I know it takes work, but just how quick they're, you almost can't even distinguish the characters, but I know they get used to it, and they're hearing it. That's just, it's like learning a language. You'll get better at it the more you use it.
One of the best cassette tapes that I ever had was called Code Words, and usually in a QSO, unless you're doing conversational, CW, which KA4LAO, Jim and Ariel do of a morning on 5 megacycle band down there, 60 meters, I guess it is, they're trying to learn conversational, And for him to send in for a word for 10 words a minute amazed me, because he's much faster than that. But he got used to doing these, I guess these parks on the air, or whatever he does on the mountains, you know. And a lot of that, these guys put into a computer box, and they just push a button, sends a call. You push another button, it answers the call. And it's like anything else, if you don't keep up your practice, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. So he's building back up, so I got to start doing that too, because I'm able to run into him one of these days. He's a busy man, though. Shane, we've arrived. Great to hear you this evening, and you keep up the work on that CW. You'll really be rewarded. N4ZLK in 0TR73, Shane.
Thanks for the ride home. I'm almost home, so that's perfect timing. You two have a good evening, and I hope to hear you one day on CW. I hope to come across you. So you have a good night. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
I like to set on 7005 if there's anything there. That's a good frequency. But I don't know what license you have, but you could hear me anyways. I know that. That's the lower part of 40. 73 Shake, N0TR clear.
Listen for you. I won't be able to talk to you down there, but I'll listen for you. Have a good night. N4ZLK.